One of the biggest advantages that conservatives have is their media presence. Conservatives have a wealth of radio talk shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels that allows them to effectively spread their message. We should have the same on the left as well. This is why I want you to go to growleft.liberaldan.com. We are at a turning point in the history of this country. There is no reason why the ultra-conservatives and MAGA types should be as successful as they have been. Extremist conservative ideas are unpopular, while left-wing ideas like Medicare for All, abortion rights, and marriage equality are at all-time highs. But they have the messaging, and we need to build up our radio shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels to fight back against their extremist conservative messages. Liberal Dan Radio has partnered with Levelfield to help us use tools that are typically only available to big money donors. When you give a contribution at growleft.liberaldan.com, you will be doing two things. That money will be spent advertising causes on the left, like body autonomy, marriage equality, voting rights, and in support of or opposition of candidates. And that commercial airtime will be spent on smaller shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels to help them grow larger and be more successful. We get to kill two birds with one stone, but I can't do it alone. I need your help. So please go to growleft.liberaldan.com and make your contribution today. That's growleft.liberaldan.com. growleft.liberaldan.com. Political advertising paid for by Levelfield. Contributions are not tax deductible as charitable contributions. Conversation. It's 914-803-4131. That is 914-803-4131. If you are going to call in, just make sure to drop your name in the chat with your area codes, just to know that who you are, and make sure that you're not a spammer. I'm hoping to hear back from, I think it was Mike from, was it Michigan or Montana or Minnesota, one of the M states, I think it was. I'm hoping to hear back from Mike because he made a prediction last week, and I would like to discuss that prediction with him because I didn't think it was right, and apparently I was right. So if he calls in, we'll be discussing that as well. We'll be discussing the issues of who won, who lost yesterday, not just candidates, but overall. We'll also be discussing predictions for what's left. What predictions are left to be made about control of the Senate, control of the House, as well as discussing other issues as it, you know, from a, maybe a more macro level, a 30,000 feet level, as well as getting, you know, nitpicky or specific issues as we discuss the show. If you want to leave your questions in the chat, you can as well on Liberal Dan Radio on YouTube. I will try and answer those as best as I can. And if you're listening after the live broadcast, you can leave your comments, questions, concerns, et cetera, on the show thread at liberaldan.com, facebook.com/liberaldan, at liberaldanradio on Twitter, or, of course, here on YouTube as well. I do have a favor to ask if anybody has contributed to the Grow Left thing that I'm trying to do. Just let me know. Just send me an email or let me know here or tag me on Twitter or something and just let me know. I just want to basically make sure that everything is being accounted for correctly. The other ways, again, to support the show, you can support the show monthly by becoming a Liberal Dan Radio patron, patreon.com/liberaldan or at Liberal Dan, or Liberal Dan, patreon.liberaldan.com, that's it. And as little as $3 a month can get you on the show or get you supporting the show. I'll announce people like, you know, Julie Swenson, who's the first Liberal Dan Radio producer, Daminox, who's the first Liberal Dan patron overall. We also have others like Chris, Alan. Well, Chris is Alan. sorry, I had a little bit of a brain fart. Aaron, Jolie, Wes, et cetera. You could also buy me a cider. Go to liberaldan.com, click the buy me a cider button, or go to buymeacoffee.com/liberaldanradio, or just Venmo me as well. That also works. don't Venmo me like you're buying something for me. Venmo me like your friends and family or what have you. That way I get to keep all of it. So Jeff Curry brings up one of the things I wanted to bring up. Herd Boebert is down by 72 votes. That is more votes that she's down by than she was a few minutes ago, like maybe an hour and a half ago, maybe, when I last checked it. I think it was like 62 votes. So I think Adam Frisch gained 10 votes in, I guess, the most recent had a net gain of 10 votes in the last dump of information in Colorado's 3rd congressional district. I'm wondering if Donald Trump would be like, stop counting, or is this one of the times when Donald Trump and Republicans would want all the votes counted? Because if you were to stop counting now, of course, Lauren Boebert would lose and would be the second in the MAGA cult to have lost their position in Congress, the first being Madison Cawthorn. And regardless of what the results are, I'm definitely giddy at the idea that Lauren Boebert might have to, you know, go get an OnlyFans or something. Not that there's anything wrong with getting an OnlyFans. I'm sex positive here in Liberal Dan Radio. If she were to decide to do that, but her rumored past career would seem to fit. And look, you know, that might be something that she might be better suited for, because clearly she's not suited for Congress. Maybe there's other things. Maybe there's other hobbies she could have. Pin up for Nazi Girl Weekly or something. I don't know. She's not all that bright. Let's just put it that way. She's not all that bright. Neither is MTG, but MTG still managed to pull off her win in her district, as opposed to Lauren Boebert in her congressional district, who at the moment, again, is down 73 points, if I'm reading it correctly. So it's not just 72, it's 73 points. So it would be amusing if she gained just four, and then if she lost by 69, I think that would be amazing. Anyway, then I have to be like, nice. Wes, hey, Wes, Crimson 66, Patty, who else am I missing? Bill, Jeff, Leanna. Am I missing anybody? Kimchi, I'm missing you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to scroll through and see what I'm missing. Anyway, so that's just to start the show. Let's start the election discussion. We'll continue to refresh the pages to see if any more information comes in. Before I went to go let my dog out, before I started prepping for the show, I had glanced at the information from Arizona and from Nevada, which are basically the two biggies right now. It does look like, from what I'm seeing, from what the information that has come in Arizona, if I'm seeing this correctly, I thought Hobbs earlier was up 50.1, 49.9, and now she's up 50.3 to 49.7, which means I think Katie Hobbs expanded her lead by itty bitty bit, which is good. Hopefully that will continue. I think most Maricopa County represents most of the votes that are yet to come in, and Maricopa County is also heavily a Democratic county, where most, you know, so hopefully we will see examples of good votes, of blue votes coming in and helping Katie Hobbs to expand her lead. It does not, they haven't called the Senate race for Mark Kelly yet, but I don't see Blake Masters being able to make up the difference. 51.4 to 46.4, that's a 5% difference. I'm not sure that will be a surmountable amount of votes to come up with, especially if a lot of the votes are coming from Maricopa, and Maricopa is a Democratic stronghold in Arizona. And it's interesting, you know, you have, you know, 50.3 for Hobbs, 49.7. Kelly is only about 1.1% up, but Masters is, I'm guessing there's a Lake is what is 0.6 difference, but Masters is a whole 5 points difference. So I'm guessing there's a libertarian there that the NBC site isn't showing. There it is. Mark Victor has a 2.1% share of the votes. So he seems to be taking away from Blake Masters as the libertarian, which is fine. It's fine by me. But still, Mark Kelly looks to be getting over 50% of the vote, which means it doesn't matter who else is there. If he gets over 50% of the vote, I mean, there's no runoff, I don't think, in Arizona. But he should he should win that one, and that should bring the Democratic seats to 49, which would mean the Democrats would either need to win Nevada or win Georgia in the runoff to be able to maintain their control of the Senate. We want them to do both, though, obviously. Let's see. Kimchi, which six of you did not hit that like? Don't make me get the manager. Yes, go Karen on them, Kimchi. I don't approve of Karen-ness, but I approve of that. That's why they call me Mistress at Kimchi. Mistress Aaron. Thank you, Mistress Aaron. Get the whip out. So as opposed to Nevada, I thought when I last saw Nevada that I think Luxalt was over 50%, and now he's under 50%. I believe some of the votes that came in Nevada probably was from what's the freaking county that Las Vegas is in? It begins with an H. That's Clark County. What's it, Lincoln? I'm not seeing it right. Anyway, so it probably came from Clark County. And so it does look like, if I'm reading it correctly and if I'm remembering it correctly, that some of the votes have come in and has upped or shortened or tightened the race, I guess is the best way to put it. So let's see. Julie, what does doing a runoff entail? Again, in Georgia, we'll go into that in a second. So it looks like I think it's possible. I think it's probable, depending on how many votes are really out there. One of the things, if you look at Vegas and you look at who works in Vegas and you have the service industry union that's out there, the service industry union apparently worked very hard to get a lot of mail-in ballots, and we're waiting on mail-in ballots to come in when it comes to the Nevada Senate election. And so that vote is going to be heavily pro-Masto. Catherine Cortez Masto, which will probably get a large chunk of that. And she's down under 18,000 at this point. I would think it says there's a remaining 196. I don't know how many of those are estimated 196,000. I don't know how many of those are going to be the mail-in ballots from those folks, but I think that you'll have enough there for Masto to take the lead. And that's me being optimistic. And I think after last night, many of us have reasons to be optimistic, because the Democrats outperformed absolutely. Gen Z came out. The young folks came out and voted much more than were anticipated. I believe that, as I said way early on, I was concerned that people were being more concerned about the economy than they were about abortion rights. As I said early on, I think that it was the big mistake of the Republicans to push these anti-choice abortion bans challenging Roe v. Wade. They should have waited till after the midterms to challenge Roe v. Wade if they didn't want to hurt their chances of taking Congress. It's still technically mathematically possible for the Democrats to keep the House of Representatives, even though it's more likely that the Republicans will take it, but they're not going to take it by as large of a margin as anybody expected. The caller Mike, who called in last week, was expecting 54 seats in the Senate for the Republicans. That's not going to happen. We're likely either going to see, I think we'll see 50 or 51. Because here's the thing that people are saying, that if the Democrats come back and win it in Nevada, which I think is possible, I think it's probable that they'll do that. I mean, nobody's calling it, but nobody's called Arizona either. And I don't think that Arizona is going to be won by the Republican. I think Kelly is going to retain his seat. If the Democrats manage to win both Nevada and Arizona with winning Pennsylvania, which was awesome, then the reason that the Democrats have to get out there and vote for Warnock in Georgia is to make it so that Manchin is obsolete. Make Manchin obsolete. Make it so that he can't individually block things that we want to get done. So therefore, we can do things like pass laws that we want to get passed. Like, for example, as they want to do, as they promised to do, if we had that big of an advantage, codifying Roe into law. Now, I'm not as optimistic at the ability of Roe to be codified and then stay codified, because to me, if this Supreme Court, this activist, Christo-fascist, conservative Supreme Court thought that Roe v. Wade was bad, then, and thought that the power to regulate abortions belongs with the states, then why would that be any different for a codified federal law? The only way to make sure that to keep it is to get a constitutional amendment. I don't know if that will happen. Although state constitutional amendments, even in conservative areas that tried to ban abortion, they've stopped, and state constitutional protections of abortions passed. So clearly the people want to protect abortion rights. So it is what it is. That's Trump line. I'm sorry. I ripped Donald
it
off.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. How could I forget to allow Donald to have his words? Anyway, back to Jolie about the runoffs. I've been in Louisiana a long time. We have runoffs as well. Basically, in certain elections, they want you to have the state requires you to get 50% plus one vote. So if you get 50% plus one vote, you win. If you don't get 50% plus one vote, there's a runoff, and the top two go and try and get the runoff and try and win in that. That's what happened in 2020. That's why Warnock was able to win his election back then, because there was a runoff, and that is what's happening this time as well. Warnock did swing back and take the lead, but it needs 50% plus one. Now, in states like Louisiana, it's an open primary system with an open primary and a runoff. I think in Georgia they have closed primaries and then still a runoff, because they want to require 50% of the vote plus one, because still you could still run third party. There's Libertarian running that's taking up about 2% of the vote in Georgia and making it basically forcing the runoff in and of itself. I think there are a lot of people who held their noses and voted for Walker because they wanted to make sure that give the Republicans as big of a chance as possible to take the Senate. However, if the Democrats do take Nevada and Arizona, I believe that those Republicans might not bother coming out, simply because of the fact that it doesn't make a difference in the short term, at least. I mean, if I was a Republican, I'd be like, well, it could change in 2 years and we want to have that extra seat. But I've sort of found that in the electorate, people don't think that far ahead when it comes to their votes. Too many people are thinking about the here and now and not what's going to happen in 2, 4, 6 years. But the Democrats have every reason to come out, because we want to solidify the advantage. We don't want to have it simply just be Kamala Harris being the tiebreaker. And we want to be able to basically say, hey, Joe Manchin doesn't have to vote with us, and we can still get stuff passed. We'd be able to get more stuff passed had we been able to pull off a victory in one more state. But, let me click the button. Let me get to the thing.
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. West Webb, send Warnock as much money as you can. I did not make any contributions during this election. I was not sure where I would want to send it to be the most effective. And I still haven't gotten my taxes back yet, because the IRS screwed up. That's why we need more people working for the IRS, that the Republicans are complaining about, because I'd like to get my refund. And the more people who will be working for the IRS, the more likely I'd be getting the rest of my refund that I'm owed. That's a different story, though. But I probably will be, especially the only way I think I wouldn't, if for some reason the Republicans pulled off a super upset and were able to take both Nevada and Arizona, I think at that point they get 51 and we can't tie, in which case, I don't know. I'd still advocate for Warnock just to make sure that we had as many seats as possible. But if that doesn't happen, I probably will be sending Warnock some money, because I do think it's very important for Warnock to retain his seat. Let's see. Gary, here in Florida, we have too many maggots, transplants from other states, four alone in my neighborhood. That's part of what happens. The old people move down to Florida, and you get lots of them sometimes end up being too conservative, and they've really shifted Florida. Let's talk about winners and losers. We'll talk about that after the break, because I do want to take a couple of sips of water to hydrate myself. Let's go ahead and do that first, and then we'll talk some of the winners and losers as it pertains to just overall, like who won overall, not just individual elections, but who were the big winners and who were the big losers last night. Anyway, 914-803-4131, 914-803-4131. This is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left. That's right. Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kind of tickets should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings. In a world gone mad, one progressive will do a bad movie trailer guy impression to get you to listen to his show. There's only one thing that I like better than the Liberal Dan Radio minicast. All right, Bill, that's enough of that. On the Liberal Dan Radio minicast, you will hear an honest discussion of the day's issues, with some personal bits in between. You might even hear what the other side has to say, sometimes even in their own voices. So become one of the Liberal Dan family, because family means no one gets left behind or forgotten. To hear those bad impressions and more, tune into the Liberal Dan Radio minicast. Talk from the left, that's right.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful show.
If you enjoy Liberal Dan Radio, there's many ways that you can support the show. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can like me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter or TikTok. And you can become a Liberal Dan Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you can get a shout-out. Higher levels get the opportunity to vote on what I do next on the podcast, the minicast, or on YouTube. You can even buy commercial advertising or sponsor bits. So go to patreon.liberaldan.com and support the show today.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Gemma Knox, host of The World According to Knox. It's time for Season 2, where I take you on another trip through my world. The world of movies, video games, pop culture, and more. Relate them to the world around you. Don't forget to leave a question for Marsket and find me on Twitter by the handle XDeminox. That's letter X like X-Men, D-E-M-I-N-O-X. Now enjoy the rest of your podcast.
And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right. This is your host, Dan Zimmer, and coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana. And to join the show, it's called Call the Show, 914-803-4131. We have Wes on hold right now. Also, you can leave questions in the chat room and go ahead and, leave chats and leave comments and on my Facebook page, on Twitter, back here on YouTube after the show as well. Before I get to Wes, one thing that I wanted to mention, though, apparently... Ted Cruz announced that he is going to be with Herschel Walker in Canton tomorrow. It's Canton, Georgia. But it would be really funny if Herschel Walker ended up in Canton, Ohio, and be like, where's Ted? I have no idea. Why did he say to come to Canton? You know, because football player, and that's where the Football Hall of Fame is. And, well, Herschel Walker ain't the brightest knife in the six-pack, so to speak, to mix metaphors, as they say. So anyway... Hey, Wes. Wait, hold on. Got to hit the button first. Hey, Wes, how's it going? How are you today?
I'm good, Danny. How are you doing?
Oh, I am hanging in there. I am in a much better mood, I think, today than I was expecting to be. I was not, again, I really didn't know how badly the Democrats were going to lose, but I didn't expect this. I didn't expect the Democrats to be able to hold this much, is what I say, of a blue levee to hold back the red wave. Because here in Louisiana, we have a levee protection system. And yes, some water might seep through the levee from time to time. Some water, a little bit, might make it over the top. And so you might get some of the water from the waves in. And you might get some rain because it's a storm. But it holds back most of the storm, and that's what the Democrats managed to do in this election, something I think that hasn't been done since JFK. So it's pretty awesome. I think we're still potentially have a good shot of seeing Speaker of the House McCarthy, which sucks, but hopefully we'll still have Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. So what's going on, man?
Yep. And you know me. I am a little bit different in the
right.
way I think of red people. I voted for the lesser of two evils and ended up voting for, I think it was four, but it might have been five of those red demons. So,
well, I mean,
but,
it is what it is.
You know, a part of it is I am in touch with both sectors of our political system, and I know that there are blue demons also, really,
oh, sure.
really bad ones.
Well, yeah, there's one time I definitely voted against the incumbent Democrat here for a Green Party candidate because he was a literal crook, and I could not for the life of me imagine myself voting for his name is Bill Jefferson down here in Louisiana. People called him Dollar Bill Jefferson because he literally had, like, bribe money in a freezer, and he finally went to jail for it. So,
I understand. And, oh, give my love to Nick, who thinks I'm also the Dark Webster, which I also am, and I confess it all the time to anybody who asks. But sometimes I just have to hide from the trolls. Yeah, Facebook is so full of trolls, and they will do anything to insult you and, you know, slam your character and make it seem like you're the giant pedophile of the world type of thing.
Well, that's an unfortunate slur that sometimes people just automatically go to. It's like, oh, you know, you're just coming up with such the worst possible things when they can't win an argument. I pretty much have my Facebook, my personal Facebook is pretty locked down. I'm more careful now than before about who I let in there. Of course, you could see, you know, liberal band stuff on Facebook, but yeah, I try and keep that as private as possible. Of course, some of the pictures go out to my Instagram. On my Instagram, it's pretty public, but I don't usually talk to much people on Instagram. It's just like, hey, here's a picture. And, of course, Twitter is wide open, but I use Twitter more for politics and for my nerdy stuff.
Yeah, I totally understand. Well, what I understand more and in the line of my thinking is, I'm almost 66 years old, and I have almost no libido in my whole being, you know. Sex just does not factor in to the way my life is right in the moment, you know. And then I'm thinking Pelosi is 82 years old, and they're trying to make him sort of some horn dog. And I'm sure he's just some, you know, he's some guy that wants to have a couple drinks and go to bed in his underwear. I sleep in my underwear, too.
Yeah, that's one of the things I don't get. Like, they were like, what was he doing in his underwear at 2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, most people sleep in less amount of clothes than they do walking around during the normal part of the day. So... I don't know if we're getting into TMI at this point or not, but I don't know if anybody wants to.
No,
who wanted to know? Raise
that.
Your hand if you want to know
you
whether or not.
That. You're the one that said that.
I don't know. Anyway, so.
You're typing as you're talking, and I don't do that.
Well, yeah, sometimes I do. Let's see. But we have one of the interesting things I just noticed, I just realized is the weirdest, just to get back to the elections real quick, is that in the Nevada, the third place in the Nevada vote is none of these candidates. They literally have an option where people can put down none of these.
Exactly.
None of these is in third place. Imagine Barry Lindman, who is an other candidate, not a particular party, and Neil Scott, a Libertarian, Barry Rubinson, all of those, you know, 0.7, 0.6, 0.5% respectively, all of them got less votes than none of these candidates. That must hurt. That must hurt. Like I would, if I ran for office and I didn't beat none of these, I'd just hang it up at that point and never run for office again.
It has to do with democracy.
Democracy.
Judges, if they had a category that says, I don't know the fucking anything about these people, why are you asking me to approve or disapprove? You know, I know that there are some people that it matters to, and they are the ones that probably need to vote about it. So, you know what I do for judges? I vote against them. And sometimes there's like 30 or 40% of the people that also vote against them. And I think, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Well,
you know, he sends ladies to jail because they're on drugs when they're having babies.
Well, there's some states that where that is a crime, that is illegal, to endanger. If you're planning on having the kid, you don't want to make it so that the kid is going to be born with fetal alcohol syndrome or whatever. So there are cases.
Okay,
case
but
to be
then
made
you
for
need
that.
To send her to some sort of treatment center, or
yes.
You need to help her do something about it.
I agree with you. That is one of our major problems with a lot of our laws is that we have such a situation where we have lots of punishment in our laws and not enough rehabilitation, not enough attempts to make sure that the people don't repeat their crimes or don't get help for their bad habits, which is unfortunate.
Do you want to get more W.W. Webster?
Wait, what's that? Lost me.
Uh-oh. Don't ask for it if you don't want it.
All right, fair enough. All right, so anything else about the election, Wes?
No, I'm just thinking I hate to say this, but I swear it is the God's honest truth that everybody I voted for won. And I already told you about the judges. I voted against all the judges. I didn't recognize any of their names. And Jolie doesn't want it. I love Jolie so much.
You got the best
moderator.
The Mod Squad is excellent. I do have to say that. But sometimes you you should tone it down a bit with them. But
how many of us are here right now? 16 people?
Sure,
no,
yeah.
How many people are here? 17
we got
people 17 are watching
viewers.
Right now.
Yeah, 17 current viewers, though, because it's not a Hal Day, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, boring.
Well,
thank you very much, Wes, for calling. I appreciate you. I mean, you can always call back if you want, but let's get back to the topics of conversation, which is the election results and things that have happened on with the elections. I'm trying to get the shirts made for Jolie and Aaron so that they say Mod Squad on the back instead of the other things that would be on the back. Let me just try and see. There was a Louisiana constitutional amendments that I haven't looked these up yet to see. No, that failed. That passed. That failed. That passed. That's weird. We had a thing where a local jurisdiction, I guess, if they wanted to make it a lower millage rate for what they get taxed on their home on their property taxes, that if the millage rate was like 10 and they wanted to do 8, that they're not allowed to do that. And for some reason, the citizens didn't allow them to say nope, didn't allow them to do that, which is weird. Louisiana voted against the remove slavery exception, but it was also poorly written, and even the person who wrote that bill said, hey, don't vote for it because it's not written well enough. But I guess the most important one for me was that was good that was passed was basically if in municipalities, if you had water, if you had like damage that was done to the water system and it wasn't your fault, but it still incurred you charges, the municipalities were not allowed to waive those water charges. They had to still had to charge you with it anyway. Now those municipalities, if it's not your fault, can waive it. And I don't understand why this wasn't 100%. 332,000 out of the 13,000 or 1,300,000 people that voted for this law said no, that people should have to pay this money even though they weren't responsible for it. People are weird. But people are weird just simply because of the fact that, I mean, I don't understand the people that voted for Shapiro in Pennsylvania and Oz. I don't understand the people that voted for Kemp and Warnock. I don't understand the people that split their ticket. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. Let's see. Somebody asked, what is wrong with Iowa? There's plenty wrong with Iowa. The Music Man says, got to give Iowa a try. I don't think so. Iowa is just very red. Chuck Grassley, 56.1% of the vote versus 43 for Michael Franken. Again, it's just a very red state with a couple of blue areas, but it's just a very red state. Of course, there's four seats, and all four seats are Republican seats because they can gerrymander. And the way that that they're drawn, the way that these districts are drawn, almost looks like a swastika to me, which is really disturbing. I'm like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? I want to see, is anything? I'm not expecting necessarily anything new with any of these races. I think we were supposed to get some today. We'll get some tomorrow from Nevada, I think. But I mean, it's really just interesting just to see. Adam Laxalt got one for the five counties. Of course, Republicans don't understand the fact that Lands doesn't vote. Carson City, 10,400 to 8,000. Churchill, Nevada, 6,700 to 2,200. Douglas County, 14,005 to 7,000. Elko County, 10,005 to 2,600. Then Clark County, Masto wins 312,000 to 278,000. Like, Clark County is just heavily, heavily, heavily weighted in this. And Clark County still has like 86.3, meaning that there's 13.7 left. That's a lot of votes. If there's been, now that doesn't necessarily mean that the number of precincts that you have versus how many people are in those precincts doesn't necessarily equate as a one-to-one ratio or a static ratio. You can have more people in particular precincts and less in others. But let's say just assume that they did. If we're still waiting on 15% or so, a little bit more of the vote to come in, so far it's right around 600,000 people who have voted in Clark County. We're expecting another fifth of that or whatever, so at least 100,000+, and that's what they're saying here. They're estimating about another 200,000, most of which would come from Clark County. She's only down by 18,000. I think there's a very good possibility again that Masto is going to take this simply because of the fact that there's so much coming from Vegas. There's so much coming from that area. And I don't think Laxalt will hold on to this. And then again, I try to not be overly optimistic because then I get to be disappointed when I'm wrong, but I'm, I'm going to be fairly confident. I just want to say I believe that Masto has a very good shot of coming back. If she doesn't, we still have Georgia. Because I don't think Kelly's going to lose Arizona, because I don't think there's any more information that came in from there either. But let's talk about, as I was going to say, let's talk about the big winners and the big losers. Let's see, Aaron Rez, Nevada, not Nevada. Okay. Let's see. What did Patty say? I'm looking to move at this point. I mean, I don't blame you. Although, I mean, it's interesting for me because I live in a red state, too. I live in Louisiana, and we're really, really heavily red. But I'm also in a very, very blue area. So New Orleans is all blue. So I'm nice, in a nice blue island, I guess, that kind of shields me from some of it. But we still have to deal with the statewide ridiculousness that comes past. Kimchi, I personally have only made mead because, you know, pagans and their mead, and I only drink sweet wines because alcohol bad. If you do come to New Orleans, Kimchi, there is a cidery that we go to a lot. That's why I say buy me a cider instead of buy me a coffee. They do actually have mead as well, and their mead is delicious. Let's see. Grassley lives to finish his term. He'll be 95. Goddamn. Let's see. Well, I got strange sort of drunk on mead, and I think I dined with fairies sort of. I was at a magical dinner in Princess Elizabeth Stables. Imagination was involved, and mead, nice. Kimchi, Dems win, Trumps loss. I mean, yeah, I mean, the Dems had a great night. I think on the national stage, I think one of the big winners last night has to be Ron DeSantis. As much as I don't like him, as much as I really hate to see it, part of it is simply because of his chicanery, his manipulation of the system to his benefit. If the House does flip to the Republican control, it's not going to be as much as they thought it would, but the Republicans picked up 4 seats in Florida, one of those seats just because they gained a seat, but 3 of those seats because they were able to redraw maps. And the Republican-controlled legislature had made a redistricting map back in 2020, that said, look, you know, it pretty much kept the status quo. It might have given the Republicans one more seat with their new seat, even though I think most of their new population is not white Republican. But DeSantis put his foot down and he said, no, I don't want this to be the case. This is not a good enough map. You need to redraw a map that's going to give us more control in Congress. So he put his foot down. The legislature was like, okay, well, you draw it. And he drew it. And he drew it so that the Republicans would win 4 more seats, flip 3 away from the Democrats, and then one more for good measure from the new seat. So, yeah, DeSantis won the state by a hearty amount. Rubio won by a hearty amount. So statewide, yes, Republicans are becoming more and more popular in Florida. But Republicans still also have a disproportionate say than they should have in the House, simply because of the fact that Ron DeSantis was able to pass that map. And not only was he able to pass that map, he got the map to pass judicial muster. Maybe the court's afraid of him, I don't know. But if the Republicans win, especially if the Republicans control the House by 4 seats or less, DeSantis is going to be able to come in and say, I did that. I'm the one who made that happen. It wasn't Trump who called DeSantis Ron DeSanctimonious the night before election night. He's going to be able to say, it was me. I did it. So don't back Trump. Back me. I'm the one who makes things happen. I don't like that he made it happen. I wish that the courts would have had a backbone, would have had a spine, and would have stood up to the ridiculous gerrymander that was pushed by Ron DeSantis, especially because of the fact that in states like New York, the Democrats in New York tried to draw a friendly map to Democrats. They tried to make it so that these maps would be friendlier and then easier to win. The New York court said, no, this is unfair to the Republicans. You have to draw fair maps. And they required a redraw, and the Democrats lost the seat. The chair of the DCCC lost. That hasn't happened for a very long time. And why did that happen? Because the New York courts were like, well, let's be fair. We need to be fair. And the Republican courts were like, yeah, more Republicans. So, yeah, it's problematic that we have different judicial philosophies controlling each state that allow for the Republicans to manipulate while the Democrats are forced to play by the rules, which puts the Democrats at an undue disadvantage. And of course, gerrymandering SMH what our counties for. Again, I don't think we should have districts at all. I think we should have the slates of candidates. Who cares about borders anymore? Who cares about geographic areas? We can cross states in less than a day. Very quickly, I can get from one side of Louisiana to the other in 5 to 6 hours. That would have taken probably days on horse and buggy way back in the day. So it's obvious why back in the day we needed these districts. We don't need these districts anymore. Districts are basically just used so that the politicians can choose their own voters and gerrymander all they want and try and squeeze as many votes as they possibly can. The Republicans have turned it into an art form, so to speak. But if DeSantis is the big winner, Trump is the biggest loser from last night. Trump, I mean, he had J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance won, and he got behind Vance. And J.D. Vance won the primary because of Trump. He was not well-known. He was like fourth or fifth in the Republican primary for Ohio, and then all of a sudden, boom, Trump gets behind him, and he skyrockets to the lead. I wasn't expecting Tim Ryan to be able to win that state. It would have been great, but that was Ohio has been very far gone for a while now, especially because Ohio, the way Ohio's maps are drawn, normally, Ohio election results 2022, U.S. House. I guess the interesting. Oh, why can't I see that? That's weird. For some reason, the webpage is not showing the House results. You have to reload this map. Jeff Gray, my town is in the area, so gerrymandered. We have two state reps that ain't sure who is for us. There's a Philadelphia set of districts before the state courts forced a redraw of the maps in Philadelphia, back when it was like 13-5 Republicans and Democrats, despite in 2012 Obama winning. The statewide vote, it was 13 votes, districts for Republicans and 5 for Democrats, and you could walk across 3 blocks in Philadelphia and cross over 3 congressional districts. It was absolutely absurd. Let's see. In Ohio, shockingly enough, the Democrats managed to take seats. They used to have 16, now they have 15 seats. The seats would have been, with 15 seats, it probably would have been 12-3 before when it was 16, it was 12-4. But they drew the maps in such a way that they made it harder for the Democratic incumbent from the north to win. They made it, and they also made an interesting race in the southwest portion. But the Democrats managed to get a pickup of 2 in Ohio, which is awesome for them. That's overperforming in Ohio. But even then, I guess if you look at the governor's race, 62-37, that's roughly 2/3 to 1/3. So that maybe makes sense. In the Senate is much closer. But again, see, Trump supported Vance. I don't know if Trump supported DeWine. DeWine ran 9 points better or so than Vance. So again, that's one of the other reasons. So even though Vance won, he didn't win by as much as DeWine did. So it's a Trump-backed candidate underperforming the other Republican candidates. Kemp in Georgia, Trump doesn't like Kemp at all. Trump blames Kemp and Raffensperger for his loss, for not being able to find the 11,000 or so votes. Kemp got, let's see, Georgia election results. The Kemp's, was it 54 or 56? Why is that not showing? Let's go to Politico then. For some reason, the AP page doesn't want to show certain results. The WION YouTube channel reported that Trump threatened DeSantis. Roger Stone made a comment about DeSantis and Emerald Robinson a few months before. Stone asked Ron where he was, where he was with her. Huh, interesting. But again, he called him Ron de Sanctimonious. So, you know, clearly there's nothing, there's no love lost there. Where is Georgia? There's Georgia. Not a very good, since Kemp got 53.4% versus Warnock getting 49.4%. So a clear 4-point advantage from Kemp over Warnock. Many other Republican would have run in that seat, could have just taken the seat. I mean, I'm sorry, 48.5 for Walker. So a 5-point difference. So anybody else running instead of Walker, you might have had a situation where Warnock loses. There's no runoff. And, you know, they ride Kemp's coattails, but that's not the circumstance. Kemp is stronger than the Trump-endorsed candidate. Trump lost over and over and over again last night. And even if his candidate won, the candidate still underperformed in many cases as compared to the other Republicans in the state, which is showing that the Republicans have maybe picked the wrong horse. I think this is going to give a lot of fodder for the 2024 GOP primary, because you're going to see DeSantis be able to say, look, what did Trump give us? He couldn't win in 2020. He couldn't help deliver us the Senate in 2022. We didn't have as much of a House control in 2022 as we thought we might do because his candidates underperformed. And if the Republicans control the House by 4 or less seats, he's going to say, and if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't control the House. So, hey, Megan, how's it going? That's why I think that DeSantis is one of your biggest winners. DeSantis is one of your biggest winners. And Trump is the biggest loser last night. Of course, yes, the Democrats did amazing, did much better. Joe Biden was a big winner last night. I think abortion rights was a big winner last night, simply because of the fact that, abortion wasn't just on the ballot metaphorically. Abortion wasn't just on the ballot because of that stupid ruling, because of Dobbs v. Jackson. Abortion wasn't on the ballot because people were pissed off that they lost their abortion rights nationwide from Roe, and now states are passing these laws. Abortion was on the ballot because they literally put abortion on the ballot. In Michigan, they put abortion on the ballot to try and protect it within the Michigan Constitution. That passed. In other states, like Kentucky, I think it was, Kentucky tried to take away the right to an abortion via constitutional amendment, and that failed in Kentucky. So not only did an attempt to ban abortion fail in Kansas this year, it also failed in Kentucky. Freaking Kentucky. That's bizarre. Maybe it's not that bizarre because people don't want their rights to abortions taken away. Even the conservatives don't want – there was – I forget what state it was from, but there was a nice old lady on being interviewed by the press on MSNBC, and she was like, I'm not for abortion, but I don't want to tell anybody else what to do. That's just like my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law says almost the same thing. You know, she's like, I would never want to kill my baby, but I'm not going to force you to not kill yours. It's your body. It should be your decision. So, and my mother-in-law votes straight line Democrat. So it's nice to have an older person in Louisiana that I know that isn't a conservative, and she's friends with people who are conservatives, and she'll go to lunches with them, and she'll be like, I had to be quiet the entire time because I didn't want to have to deal with hearing about that or arguing with the deplorables, as it would. Paddywhack, Trump's red wave trickled down his leg. The only red thing that was trickling down for Trump was the thrown ketchup in the office. See, I ain't saying there's not some, but after there's no real estate that is a crook, and I have to scroll back to see what that's about. He has blood coming. Trump has blood coming out of his eyes or wherever. Excellent, Patty. Nice callback on that one. Hey, all you racist old white ladies, that wasn't a red wave. You're just in denial about menopause. Very good, Kimchi. Let's see. trying to find what the deal was discussing the thing about the real estate. Maybe just because Trump was involved in real estate, so therefore Trump is corrupt simply because of the fact that he was also involved in real estate. I can see that. See, it's still 73 vote lead for Frisch. I don't think no more information is coming. I would highly doubt any more information is going to be coming in on the Adam Frisch, Lauren Boebert race tonight. I'd love to wake up tomorrow and see that called for Frisch. He closed the gap a lot, and he did this maybe from TikTok. He did this. I don't know what the deal is and how he was able to do this, but I don't think people were expecting him to win, and he managed to pull it off. So kudos to Adam Frisch for if he does pull off his victory, that'll be amazing. And even if he doesn't pull off the victory, I mean, that's pretty bad that, you know, she's supposed to be one of their stars, but she can't even figure out how to win her own re-election. So, but it's very, very close. I'm sure there'll be challenges or whatever and claims of fraud and all this or that, just as, you know, Carrie Lake is doing. She started doing it already even before, I think, her primary she was doing it. No change in Arizona. I don't think we're going to see any changes in Arizona tonight either. And again, Nevada is slow as molasses. Does Tommy Campbell call her booze burp? I'm not sure. Dark Webster, there's a lot involved with reproduction. I don't know. When Wes would start talking about sex on the show, I was like, this is not my late night. I do want to do a late night show at some point and call it Sex with Liberal Dan. But this isn't that now, so we shouldn't get – let's not get too blue. We could talk about the blue levy all you want. Let's see, where's the – I'm not looking at my screen, so there it is. Or no, that is – that was right. It was that one. We could talk about the blue everywhere, but let's not get too blue as it pertains to those topics, I guess. Jeff Curry lost – talked about that last time. Lost my election for city council. Sleep by one vote. Two kids didn't vote. That's just a damn shame. That is just a damn shame. I'm sorry, man. What else? Anyway, let's go ahead and take the second commercial break so I can take a little more moistening my palate, if you will, to make sure that I can last, my voice can last for the last half hour or so. I don't know if it'll last the whole half hour or not. Again, I have to deal with my puppy. Very cute puppy. 3 weeks ago, she was 12 pounds. Now she's 18.6. So she's growing like a weed. And it'll be cute to see her get bigger and bigger and bigger. She's going to become a giant, very big giant. So let's go ahead and do the, not that block. We want to do the other block. Where's the other block? I always pass it. I think there it is. Grow left block. Anyway, 914-803-4131. 914-803-4131. This is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left. That's right.
Greetings. This is Nimish Yosh, host of the Percy Podcast. What is the Percy Podcast? Well, it's pretty much the smoothest talking host you'll ever hear in your life, talking about all kinds of things. Political things, nerdy things, fun things, not so fun things. Go ahead, give a listen, and follow at the Percy Podcast for more updates and information. Why not sit back and take a listen to one of the best podcasts you'll ever hear, and no one else will. Catch you on the tunes.
Do you want to set money aside for a rainy day? Do you want to open an account that will give you a savings bonus each month? What if I told you that you can get both and have a chance to win $10 million? Yada is an FDIC-insured bank, and when you go to yada.liberaldan.com, open an account, and make your first deposit, you will get 100 entries into the next weekly drawing. You will also get entries each week you have a balance. So go to yotta.liberaldan.com. That's yotta.liberaldan.com. One of the biggest advantages that conservatives have is their media presence. Conservatives have a wealth of radio talk shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels that allow them to effectively spread their message. We should have the same on the left as well. This is why I want you to go to growleft.liberaldan.com. We are at a turning point in the history of this country. There is no reason why the ultra-conservatives and MAGA types should be as successful as they have been. Extremist conservative ideas are unpopular, while left-wing ideas like Medicare for All, abortion rights, and marriage equality are at all-time highs. But they have the messaging, and we need to build up our radio shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels to fight back against their extremist conservative messages. Liberal Dan Radio has partnered with Level Field to help us use tools that are typically only available to big money donors. When you give a contribution at growleft.liberaldan.com, you will be doing two things. That money will be spent advertising causes on the left, like body autonomy, marriage equality, voting rights, and in support of or opposition of candidates. And that commercial airtime will be spent on smaller shows, podcasts, and YouTube channels to help them grow larger and be more successful. We get to kill two birds with one stone, but I can't do it alone. I need your help. So please go to growleft.liberaldan.com and make your contribution today. That's growleft.liberaldan.com. growleft.liberaldan.com. Political advertising paid for by Level Field. Contributions are not tax deductible as charitable contributions. And we're back with more Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. If you want to call in, it's 914-803-4131. Again, just leave a note in the chat to make sure I know who you are and who's calling in, because I don't have a call screen right now. I could get one of the Mod Squad members to do call screening as well. We could actually set that up in Blog Talk Radio, but we haven't gotten to that point yet. So I'm also toying around with the idea of starting streaming multiple places, saying OBS Studio is disconnected and reconnecting. So I don't know what just happened. So let's just repeat the last thing I said, because it just said OBS Studio just reconnected after disconnecting. So, rewind. I could actually have a mod, one of the mods come in and do call screening, but I don't know if that would have prevented, the issue that I had several weeks ago. So we're not doing that. I'm toying with the idea of streaming multiple places, like doing it like what Hal does. Because if I can get more people watching on Twitch, if I could get the Twitch followership and viewership up, like I did, managed to do with nerdydan.com, if I could do that with Liberal Dan Radio as well, because I have a Liberal Dan Radio Twitch now as well. And I basically use Liberal Dan Radio Twitch to be one of my followers and subscribers of Nerdy Dan and get it for free. So it's an interesting finagling of shifting around of funds, which is fun. It's fungible. Anyway, so I'm wondering if I could get more subs that way by just biting the bullet and investing in a multiple stream solution instead of just using OBS that I'm using right now that I think can only connect to one, although I might have to look into it. Maybe I'm wrong about that as well. Anyway, Boberb is only down 64. Did we get more information in? Did we get more? Let's see. Yeah, there is more. There are more votes that came in. Yeah. 64. You were correct. 64 votes away is Boebert. So it's fluctuating back and forth. We'll just continue to see how that rolls as the night goes on. If she pulls off a win, I'm not going to be surprised, but I'll be mildly disappointed in the fact that I don't get to be like, you lost, or whatever, because she's so childish. I think we should all be childish back at her, regardless. So let's see if there's any other information that has managed to come in since. Now, it looks like Arizona in the governor's race, that looks like it's the same. The Nevada race, it looks like that is also the same. So we haven't had any new information in those elections as well. I don't know. It could be my audio is messed up. I don't know. I can't hear myself talk through the thing. So I rely on y'all to basically tell me whether or not I'm you hear me okay or not, or if I do something stupid like shut off my microphone by mistake. So anyway, wait. Here we go. I forgot to play Hypocrite of the Week. I can't forget to play Hypocrite of the Week. This week's Hypocrite of the Week is billionaire Elon Musk. Elon Musk, upon taking ownership of Twitter, announced that comedy was alive again. Then, once comedians started saying that their name was Elon Musk, you know, to be funny, he got all upset and suspended their accounts. What about free speech, Elon? To see who next week's Hypocrite of the Week will be, tune in to Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on YouTube.com/LiberalDanRadio and BlogTalkRadio.com/LiberalDan. Kimchi all good and in sync here. So Aaron's like, Kimchi said in sync. So does that mean I have to be like, you are my fire, my one desire. Sorry. I know Wes is going to pick on me for my singing. I want it that way. Although every time that song comes on, you know, my nerdy self starts singing the Weird Al version, like a used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a Smurf TV tray that I bought on eBay. Sorry. Anyway, I love Weird Al. That's not even in sync. Sorry, Aaron. I know it's Backstreet Boys. Sorry. I probably know Backstreet Boys better than in sync. You can sing Bye 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 if you want me to. Liberal Dan karaoke. Late night with Liberal Dan. We do karaoke. Though I'd probably get problems with whatchamacallit, copyright violations if I start doing the actually karaoke stuff and with the background before or whatever. Anyway, but it's boy bands. You know, boy bands are boy bands. I just watched the first bit of Weird. I haven't been able to, again, because of everything. Because of everything that I've been up to, especially with Puppy, with Blanche, I have not gotten to be able to sit down and watch the whole thing. And I don't have Roku, so I have to watch it on my phone. I need to figure out how to get it on my TV without having to just buy a Roku stick. And I'd really rather not do that. But anyway, I know there's music I can play without getting a claim, but you know, I mean, I'm not monetized yet. So if I play music that where it's not a claim, but they still take the credits for it, and it's fine. You know, I don't care about that. Like all of my parodies that I have on this Jason, like my "We'll Fight Back" from the 2020 election, and some of the other parodies that I've done. It just says, hey, you know, you don't have a strike against your channel, but any funds that are made from this song are going to the people who made the music and not to you. I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. So sideload it on your Roku. I mean, I have the Roku app. It's just a matter of being able to stream it from my phone to the TV. I think if I download the Roku app onto my wife's phone and sign in, I'd be able to have her do the Apple stream, play it from her iPhone to the Apple TV. And that would be one way to do it. So I'll figure it out. I'm techy enough. I'm just so busy recently that I don't want to have to do it. I don't want to have to figure it out yet. Maybe I'll do that over the weekend at some point. Nala is sitting behind me in my desk chair. I think she's a bit attached to me, literally. Our last pup was very attached to my wife. She was a
90-pound lap dog. Let's see. I have 10,000 claims, no copyrights or strikes, channel in good standing. I am monetized still. I haven't been monetized yet. That's the thing. You have, like, what, 3,600 subs? I only have 500 still, so I want to get to the point where I have the subs so I can be monetized. So we'll see. Any music before 1923 is no longer copyrighted. And you could also do Tom Lehrer. You can't use Tom Lehrer's recorded music, but if you record the music yourself, you can use Tom Lehrer, and that's in the public domain because Tom Lehrer, let the music go into the public domain, which is awesome of him, I suppose. Although Tom Lehrer is a national treasure, it's one of the other parody type singers that I have loved since a kid, not just Weird Al, but Alan Sherman and him as well. Going away from the election results, anyway. Let's see. I'm going to close Nevada and Arizona. I don't think if anybody sees any more information come up from those two to Arizona or Nevada, let me know. I don't think we're getting anything more from that. I don't think we need anything from Ohio. I don't think we need anything from Georgia. I'll keep Colorado open just for shits and giggles, simply because of the fact that I want to see widens or tightens whilst we're still here with the 20 minutes left in the program. Penny Loco, I've been awake for the last 40. Why have you been awake for 48 hours? That's too long for me. Kinky Streets, Weird Al's parents died of saddest death, carbon monoxide poisoning in their own home. Yes, that's terrible. If you live in an area where you could get that, you know, you should have like radon and carbon monoxide testing in your home. Shits and giggles. It's all fun until someone giggles and shits, or it's all fun until someone loses an eye. It's all fun in games till someone loses an eye. Then it's just fun. Paddywhack, how many subs do you need to be monetized? I need 1,000 subs and 4,000 listening hours over the course of a 12-month period. I should hit, I think the next time Hal comes on the show, I should have enough to top, 1,000. I also need to start making some more videos. Now that the election is over, I might start focusing on making some additional videos, especially as Blanche, the puppy, gets older and doesn't need me constantly near her 24/7 when I'm awake. So I'm going to make some videos. I'm going to do some more videos for the Coming to Terms with Activism series. I may do some more GOP coup themed videos. I might just make some videos altogether just on different topics that I've wanted to do for a while and I haven't done yet. More people watching those videos will cause me to have more views. But I think the next time Hal comes on, I'll come very close to getting the requisite 4,000 hours of view time in 6 months. So I should have plenty of view time to do it. But I still need 450-ish new subscribers. Now, if everybody who has subscribed to the channel created an extra YouTube channel with an extra Gmail account and went ahead and subbed with that extra Gmail account as well, that would be another way for me to get 1,000 subscribers. I would be lying if I said that I didn't have all of my other YouTube accounts subscribing to this one. Liberal Dan Radio is subscribed to by nerdydan.com, Rideshare Dan, Budgeteers, my personal one, even my family one. They're all subbed to me. So 5 of my subs are me, which is hilarious. Dark Webster, 22 watching, 25 likes, them's good numbers. It's good enough. It's much better than it was before BH, before Hal. Before Hal, I'd be lucky to get 5. Now I'm getting, you know, good quality listeners. And I'd rather have like 20, 25 to 30 good quality watchers than just a swarm of people who are just going to spam and be terrible. I mean, eventually, I guess when the people come in and be terrible, I mean, that means, I guess I've hit it big because you get the trolls and the bots and everything. Let's see. Kicking Streets, remember this. I am making a prediction. Gasoline will be mid to high $2 range for all grades by spring 2023. 45% chance I'm wrong. What else? Did I miss something else? Let's see. MJ Daniel, I remember listening to Weird Al on Dr. Demento with Just as Accordion when I was in high school in the late 70s. I didn't get him that early, but one of the things with Weird Al it's a great, funny story where I wanted my girlfriend at the time. This probably was in the late 90s, early 2000s. I wanted my girlfriend at the time to hear not just Weird Al, but to hear I Love Rocky Road. And Dr. DeBendo came on one of the local radio stations Sunday nights at 5, and we were driving. I'm like, it's Sunday night at 5. Let's check Dr. Demento to see what he happens to be playing. And I turn on Dr. Demento, and he starts off, and he's like, let's start with this Weird Al hit. And I start, I'm like, that's the song I wanted you to hear. So it was pretty awesome. See, Benny Loco, Hal is going to have guests. Will they be allowed to speak? When Philip Itner's on Hal's show, I mean, he does, Philip Itner gets plenty of words in edgewise. I mean, when I have Hal on the show, I do have plenty of opportunities to take drink breaks as he filibusters a bit, but Hal has good content, so why wouldn't I want Hal to speak? It's awesome. It's awesome to have Hal on. I've been a fan of Hal for years. Loved him on, you know, from way back in high school, from Comedy Central and from Talk Soup. Again, when his agent contacted me, and I had one of his agent's other clients on the show previously, and his agent contacted me at the time, it's like, would you like to have Hal Sparks on your show? I'm like, is the Pope Catholic? Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? The Desert Ubexer. This is my passion channel. Another thumbs up from High Desert. Thank you. It's sweet. After Dr. Demento was Dr. Ruth Westheimer. I would love you. You must have good sex. I love Dr. Ruth. She's just so cute and funny. The Desert. I've never heard of Hal on YouTube. I did not watch the programming. Hey, it's me. Patricia Demento. Hey, it's me. I like to sub by Patty Mac. Awesome. See, there you go. That's the way to do it. I've been, Hal should be worldwide famous and rich. Absolutely. So should I. Again, I would love to make this my full-time gig. I'm not unhappy with my job. I love the job that I have currently. It's a great job. For me to make this my full-time job, it would have to be much more successful. I'd love to be able to not have commercials either. I mean, I might still play ads for Yosh and Deminox and other podcasts that I want y'all to listen to, especially the Voltron podcasts. But I'd play less ads or push for less ads if I had more Patreons, which is fine. We're still in a shit economy, so therefore I'm not expecting everybody to support. Y'all have to do what you have to do. And again, the best thing y'all can do is sub to the YouTube channel. That's the best thing right now. Because then I get to have YouTube subs as well. YouTube, you could join YouTube as well. Let's see. Patty Whack, I'm thinking about starting a show. It's a good thing to do. I mean, my whole Grow Left thing I want to do. Now, I do want to talk about show support, I guess, for a little bit, because we got 11 minutes left before I have to deal with my puppy again. If anybody has donated to Grow Left, email me, liberaldanradio@gmail.com, and just let me know that you did and how much you did. I want to be able to take that and compare it to what they have to make sure the numbers are correct. The other thing that I want to do is I want to make sure that if anybody has gone to the Yada link, I'll post that in the chat real quick. Yada.liberalpan.com. If anybody has signed up for Yada yet, and for some reason it hasn't, like I don't have anybody signed up yet, so if anybody has, let me know, because I want to make sure that it's working properly, so I'm not sending people the wrong way and I don't have it set up correctly. All you need to do is, with Yada, this is the great thing with Yada, it's $25 at least. Just put it in a savings account. If you want to have you can use it just as a savings account. $25, make a deposit. And it also, for every like $20 or $25 you have in Yada, it gives you a drawing, a ticket for a drawing every week. It doesn't cost you any extra. You have a chance to win some money. Probably not going to be a lot of money, but you could win up to $10 million. It's FDIC insured, and you gain interest. I probably have gained more interest on that than my other accounts that have interest on them. So And it's a great way to help the show. The more, again, the more people that I get to refer, the more benefits I have. Like, I told the story where I used the debit card from Miata account at a fair. I sent my son over to go buy some fries with the car because I didn't feel like getting up, and I didn't think he charged it because I didn't see a decrease in my balance. It turned out that I won free fries. But yeah, if for whatever reason, you know, if you have $25 and you want to put it into your own savings account, and this isn't giving me money, this is saving your own money, but it helps me out another way. I also give you a shout on the show if you do sign up for Yada, yada.liberaldan.com. I'll definitely give you a shout out for that. But with the Grow Left site, I want to be able to use those funds that I get from there to advertise for the left-wing political causes that I believe in, but do so on podcasts that need to grow, you know, that also need the help. Kill two birds with one stone. That's why I kind of do that. Let's see. Dr. Ruth, 94. Yes. Jeff, all that hot sex keep you alive, I guess. I guess that's the secret. Well, she does say, you must have good sex, is what Dr. Ruth says all the time. So she very much wants you to be sexually pleased. So, but I guess some people won't get that because, you know, or some people don't deserve that, like, you know, Republicans. Republican congressmen do not deserve any good sex, especially anybody who tries to take away the rights to have an abortion. Nope, you shouldn't get it. Don't let them have it. But look, I've never spoken about politics on my channel until Roe vs. Wade was ripped away. Now I'm losing subs by the ton. Well, you know, were those really good subs to have in the first place? So good riddance to bad rubbish, I say. After misogynist, even the female ones, yes. That's another thing, though, I wanted to talk about real quick is the whole Kanye thing. It's not just misogyny that's been a problem with it. It's again, you know, back in the day or back a few, like it was a year or two ago when Nick Cannon said the anti-Semitic stuff, but he actually walked it back, listened to people, realized that his words were harmful and retracted them and apologized and grew from it and learned from it. So I don't hold that against Nick Cannon. I mean, keep an eye on him, but still, I don't hold that against Nick Cannon. But Kanye West doubled down on the ridiculousness of the anti-Semitism. And to me, I mean, the two groups of people who should not be fighting with each other are black people and Jewish people. I mean, I would love for nobody to fight with each other, but the white supremacist Nazi fascists who want me dead want black people dead too. There's no reason for us to be fighting. It pisses me off when I see a racist Jewish person. It pisses me off when I see an anti-Semitic black person because we should not be fighting. We should not be doing the Nazis' job for them. Let them be horrible and let's expose them for their horribleness and let's stand together against bigotry, anti-Semitism, racism, etc. Bill P. Kanye should learn to shut up. The MS is anti-Semitism lays the line. Well, he also had Kyrie Irving, I think, who also shared some information. I think he deleted the tweet eventually. But yeah, you have people who believe this drivel about Jews, and that's how these stereotypes get perpetuated. That's how people get discriminated against. And unfortunately, there's this whole idea of, well, as long as you know, you don't necessarily care if you're down low on the rung of the social structure as long as there's somebody below you. So that's why a lot of people, you know, who are poor, you know, that's why a lot of poor Southern white folks will be racist because they'll be like, well, I might be poor, but at least I'm better off than the people that are below me that are dealing with the worst problems. But we should be standing together in solidarity. Jewish people and black people and any other people who the Klansmen, white supremacist folks would hate should all be standing together and making sure that we fight. We don't do their work for them. Don't help Nazis at all. Punch Nazis, you know, because, you know, that's what they're good for, to be punched. Anyway, unless anybody has any questions, I think I'm going to go. Are there black Jews or Asian truckers? There are black people. Sammy Davis Jr. is a black person who is Jewish. I went to high school with somebody who was both black and Jewish. Lenny Kravitz, I think, is black and Jewish. There are others as well. So we have that. We have those. And Kimchi typed it before I said it, before I was able to hear it, but I said it before he typed it. So Nazis are bad. Remember when Obama said it was okay to say that? Yeah. Yes. It's a shame that people had to give people permission to say that. It's like, why is Obama so divisive when Obama is calling out Nazis? I'm like, you know what? That's not divisive. That's okay. It's the Nazis that are divisive. You know, again, what do you call 10 people at dinner with a known Nazi? 11 Nazis. When Donald Trump said that there are good people on both sides of Charlottesville, nope. Sorry, there were not. If you're marching along with people shouting blood and soil and the Jews will not replace us, you're not a good person. Period. End of story. Simple as that. I don't care if you agree on Confederate monuments or not. If you agree that you should keep up the participation trophies or not. If you're marching alongside Nazis, you're a freaking Nazi too. And maybe you're a Nazi sympathizer, not full-on Nazi, but there's no moral difference to me. You either are perpetuating evil or allowing evil to happen. So, yeah, there's always those times where I'm looking at Twitter and I'll be perusing tweets and what's trending, and I'll be like, Judaism is trending. I'm like, oh Jesus, what now? I think as I said on Twitter a while ago, I have no problem standing here fighting for women's rights, fighting for body autonomy, fighting for LGBTQA rights, fighting for Black Lives Matter. I mean, we shouldn't have to do these things because, you know, these fights should be long over. But it's not as exhausting when it's your own group gets targeted. When your own group gets targeted, it starts being like, why do I have to deal with this? You know, and I don't know what the deal is and why it doesn't feel as exhausting when it's, you know, groups that I'm not a part of. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe there's something psychological. Maybe there's something scientific about it. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you know, hold on. Where is it?
It is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. Yeah, Trump also said, Trump read Mein Kampf. It's terrible. Trump used Hitler's tactics to get elected. Simple as that. Anyway, I am going to be calling it a night. Let me just go ahead and find the show end thing. I will be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, blogtalkradio.com/LiberalDan, or Liberal Dan Radio here on YouTube. I will also be going live tomorrow on Twitch. Last night on Twitch, me and Jolie and Aaron were having a full-on political conversation whilst I was gaming. So you can listen. You can talk more politics with me on my Twitch channel. It's just twitch.tv/nerdydan.com. instead of liberaldan.com. So, hey, I welcome everybody at any time, and I'm not going to not use my nerdy platform to talk about politics and rights as well. Again, so this week's episode of Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, that's right. Again, I'll be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, twitch.tv/nerdydan.com, 10 p.m. Central, for the time being until Blanche gets used to a better sleep schedule and I don't have to, you know, make sure that, you know, I put her to sleep, put her to bed at a reasonable time. Again, till next week, this is Dan Zimmerman with Liberal Dan Radio. Talk to the left. That's right.